You know, the I want to remind you that this week we had a chance to be able to talk about John Ramos and I had a chance to talk about the prophetic words that God has been sharing. And we began a conversation that we're going to have over an extended period of time. And you can actually hear these segments on your application on your VFN TV app, which is VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program app, but it's called VFN TV. And you also can go to VFNTV.com and hear them. We need to hear these prophetic words. One of the reasons why we have VFN radio, because we want you to hear them. And the economies are shaking as we speak. Right now, the prime minister of Germany is saying they're not going to pressure Spain to seek a bailout. And so they're using keywords like dominoes, the words like dominoes, dominoes, you know, and that's the word that God gave us, that when they start falling like dominoes, and the unique thing about dominoes, one falls and then it hits the other. Now, first of all, I want to say this. We shouldn't be panicking, right?
That's right.
I mean, I mean, David Wilkerson, before he went to go be with the Lord, and he shared that, you know, what's coming on the face of the earth for a time, and it's not the end of the world. It's actually, I think, America may be, the church in America may be at its best, you know, once we come back from, you know, the adjustment. And so, I mean, you ever been to a chiropractor before? And you're sitting there and he goes, okay, are you ready? And you're going, yeah, I'm ready.
You know
that you're out of alignment. Mm-hmm. What happens is, you know, it's an alignment. I think that's what it actually means, I believe, but I'm not a chiropractor, so I can't tell you, right? And so you're laying on this hard table and they're fixing to smash you between the table and you're getting ready for it. And then all of a sudden they hit. Then they press really hard. And then all of a sudden you hear this big pop, 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 pop. You know, and probably yours is more like.
Yeah.
And in that moment, the anticipation of the adjustment, the adjustment itself, the anticipation is painful because you're thinking about it and you're going, oh, it comes, it's about to happen. And then, and then when it happens, sometimes it can be painful. But prior to that, you were kind of walking out of alignment.
Right.
But once it's set, you know, it's amazing when your vertebrae are set in alignment, then, you know, your whole life's different. You know, I like what, one particular chiropractor says. He says that, you know, your operating system, like you have an operating system for your computer. Mm-hmm. Our operating system on our bodies is our brain and our spinal cord. And so our operating system's can be out of alignment and pinch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so the church is going to need a chiropractor.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
But it's okay. I mean, we're anticipating. And so what we're talking about prophetically is, yes, I can understand the anxiousness about it. But realize when we do get this adjustment, when we do get this adjustment, and it may hurt a little bit, you know,
little.
But we're going to be able to walk straighter than we have in quite some time. And so I want to encourage you when we're sharing these prophetic words, that understand that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, we're just sharing with you what, you know, God has spoken to us, and even a few of our friends, you know, that, you know, the mouth of two or three witnesses as well. We'll be sharing them. You can find them at bgblog.org. We have them there for you. But we'll also be talking about them. And we talked this week about the economies. And the one thing that I thought was pretty interesting about France is they're talking about France, because that's the next one, is that he said that it will happen overnight.
Wow.
You know, it could happen in a month, but it's probably just going to just happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? But it's sort of like 1929, right?
Yeah.
In America. And so, you know, just prepare yourself. You know, one thing that you have at BG Blog and we'll eventually have on VFN TV available for all of our subscribers will be it's free subscription. You know, just go there to subscribe, is prudent preparation. But you can get it on BG Blog now. And, you know, it says a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it, but a fool doesn't and is destroyed because of it. And so it's called prudent preparation. So just begin a conversation about, just start thinking about outside the box a little bit. We're living in such a blessed generation that, you know, we hadn't had to think that much about things like, you know, where does meat come from? You got people eating a hamburger protesting outside of a Burger King, not realizing, again, they're protesting the killing of animals, not realizing they don't have no clue that the hamburger actually came from a cow in the field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, being connected with those realities. And I just don't know what's going to happen, you know, if it does get to that point for, you know, the thing the original Lord gave me as we begin to walk this out and, you know, is 90 days. I remember, you know, we were in our annual apostolic meeting that we gather together, and Brother Ken Summerall, you know, my spiritual father, and I were talking, and we have all of us around, and you know, he and I had already picked up some stuff, and you know, kind of figuring it all out, and he's just really cool about that, and he could see what was happening on the horizon as well. And so we shared it. you know, and our friends and brothers that were there just kind of looked at us like, you know, we were crazy. And yeah. Then, you know, some other ones said, you guys are just nervous because you had hurricanes come. And then it was amazing some of the things that were said. Right. And so Brother Ken looks at me and he goes, "Oop. I'm not going to say nothing else." And we were quiet. Mm-hmm. But just because we don't say anything doesn't mean that what God's going to do is, I mean, and it's happening. Everything that we were saying, it's all unfolding, you know, and I just want to encourage you. There's a lot more to unfold, and you can be prepared for it. You can be prepared for it. You know, the prudent man prepares, and it's not about hunkering down. It's about being able to continue to be the church. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the church's greatest hour. You know, if we are able to sustain what's happening during that time, to continue to love people who are going to be looking for answers. I remember when the hurricanes hit, that they were just, you know, people were wide open. You're like, 5 minutes ago before the storm hit, you wouldn't even,
right?
You know, answer if I asked you what time it was. But now you're actually, you know, it's amazing. So people, you know, realize they're going to be open. They're going to want, and so many things are happening. They're going to want to actually know what's going on. And so you can find out some, you know, from bgblog.org, bgblog.org.